The sesquicentennial of the assassination of President Abraham Lincoln is approaching. A program at the Western Illinois Museum will provide a look into the White House in the hours before the president was murdered. The program is told through Lincoln's wife, Mary Todd Lincoln. She will be portrayed by Laura Keyes, who's been involved in community theater for many years in the Rockford area. Keyes wrote the program based on some research.
There are a couple letters that still survive, both in Abraham's hand and in Mary's. However, it was a number of years after Abraham's death that Mrs. Lincoln was writing to a friend and telling her friend her memories of that day. And that's where a lot of our outline of that day, that's where that comes from.
During your research, were you able to find out what she sounded like?
Not really, actually. That is a good question. There are no recordings of the voice of either Mary or Abraham Lincoln. The technology did not exist. And there's very little that has been written about the quality of their voice. The only thing that I can find is that that was describing Mary Lincoln is that she did have, one person has written that she did have a Southern accent when she was living in the White House during the Civil War. During my presentations, I do give her a slight Southern accent because, of course, she was born and raised in Kentucky.
During the course of your research on Mary Todd Lincoln, did you discover anything that surprised you?
I am constantly surprised on how many good and well-intentioned actions or decisions that she had or actions that she did that were completely unnoticed, even during her own time. So I guess I can't think of one specific thing, but one of the many things that she was not really credited for doing is that during the Civil War, especially after the loss of her son Willie in 1862, Mrs. Lincoln took a great deal of time out of her schedule, and she visited a lot of the sick and recovering soldiers in the numerous hospitals in and around Washington, D.C., and she brought a great deal of food and flowers and even small gifts like books or playing cards with her in order to cheer the soldiers who were just lying there. You know, the hospitals were nothing, absolutely nothing like we now know hospitals as. And it was so kind of her to do that. Unfortunately, though, she just got a reputation as being a spendthrift and someone who is just flighty and not really to be taken seriously. And that reputation has more or less stuck with her even after 150 years.
I think she even had a reputation, especially after she left the White House, of going crazy. Do you feel she was insane?
Well, it is a truly difficult question to answer. On one hand, you have to say, well, a court of law found her insane, so by that definition, she must be insane. Unfortunately, it's very difficult for us in the 21st century to fully comprehend everything that this woman suffered in her lifetime, starting in her childhood, losing her mother at 6 years old. That in and of itself is devastating. She had to bury three of her children in her lifetime. It's a huge emotional impact. She had many siblings pass away during the Civil War, mostly from battles, some from disease. And she had her husband shot to death as he was sitting next to her. If anyone can really survive all of that loss and all of that stress in your life and not turn a little bit off kilter, that's really impressive, and I'd really like to meet that person. She was clearly suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. That's the definition of a traumatic, stressful event, having your spouse killed when you're sitting next to him.
Laura Keyes will bring her portrayal of Mary Todd Lincoln to Macomb. The program begins at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon at the Western Illinois Museum. There is a suggested $5 donation at the door. Keyes says a few years ago she was cast as Mrs. Lincoln in a play. That led to other offers to portray the former First Lady, and Keyes has been doing it ever since. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.